Welcome to the OC podcast, a series run and presented by the team at outdoorceremonies.co.uk. I'm Sophie Easton and I'm the founder of Outdoor Ceremonies Limited. We are passionate about all things ceremony, celebrating life, love and nature. So this podcast is for anyone planning an outdoor ceremony and for those who work in the wonderful world of outdoor events. We hope you'll find something to inspire your own ceremony or business. And if you're planning an event, be sure to visit outdoorceremonies.co.uk to browse a whole range of venues, celebrants and suppliers. So today we're looking at outdoor funerals and the choices that are available to people who would like to be a bit closer to nature when they die or say goodbye. And here to help us explore this topic is one of our listed celebrants, the lovely Louise C. Smith, who is a celebrant based in Cheshire and has many years of experience conducting a wide range of bespoke ceremonies, including funerals. So welcome, Louise.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. It's great to have you with us and looking forward to hearing your insights on this. So I guess when we've talked about this in the past, we've agreed that there seems to have been a real shift in recent years towards people being a bit more imaginative when they're planning a funeral. Many more people now seem to be thinking outside the box when it comes to funerals and the best way to go about celebrating someone's life. Perhaps moving away from the more kind of traditional style of funeral held in a church or a crematorium. And I wanted to talk to you about this today because I think it's really important that when you're planning your own funeral or if you're planning the funeral of a loved one, to be aware of all the choices that are open to you. And also to highlight that, you know, beautiful, meaningful funerals don't need to be expensive. But I want to start by talking a bit about what you do as a celebrant. So could you perhaps tell us a bit about what a funeral celebrant does and why people might choose a celebrant for their ceremony?
Absolutely. So a celebrant is essentially the person who will put together the ceremony, the words for the funeral or the memorial. And then they're the person that also is usually standing at the front and leading the ceremony. So it's our job to create a bespoke service ceremony for you and your loved one, and making that ceremony as personal and heartfelt and meaningful as it can be, rather than operating off a kind of standardized script. So our job is to get to know your person, to hear your stories and memories and the things that they've taught you, and essentially then roll all of that into a ceremony, into words, and just bring everyone together and remembering on that day.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like a really large part of what you do happens actually before the funeral ceremony, where you're really getting to know the family and friends and you're getting to know about the person who has died. And I guess in the sort of when people are in those that early stage of grief, when their kind of thoughts and emotions are going to be all over the place, it's quite a challenge, isn't it, to be planning a funeral? There's a lot to think about. So having someone there to sort of guide you through the process and put all your thoughts and feelings together in a kind of constructive and structured format for the ceremony can be really helpful.
Absolutely. And I think the nature of our job means that we tend to build quite sort of meaningful relationships, really, with the people that we work with. I always think that the sort of logistical elements of planning a funeral, so often the first things that you do, whether that's speaking to the hospital or to a funeral director, when you come and speak to a celebrant, you're talking about much more personal, meaningful stuff rather than signing paperwork and making the more technical decisions. And I think sitting down with a celebrant and discussing your loved one is really, really important and helpful when it comes to the grieving process. I find that the meetings that I have with the family are as important as the funeral itself. I think that the grieving and the celebrating is all kind of rolled into one in a celebrant service. And especially if someone's been poorly for a while, it can be hard to remember what they were at their best. And I think at the time of planning a funeral, you're often so concerned with the sort of ending, with the sadness and the grieving, that it can be easy to forget the person that they were and why we miss them so much. So to me, a celebrant's job in their meeting with the family is to guide people back to remembering the good times and to just put a more celebratory feeling into it, really, I suppose, rather than just being sad, you're also being thankful and remembering all that that person has brought to your life and also what they've left you with. It's very much my belief that people keep on living through their legacy and the people they knew and what they've taught you. And I think for a celebrant, the more we know the person that you've lost, the better we can celebrate them and give thanks for their lives.
And I think what you're highlighting there is the real importance of coming together in grief, and celebrating someone's life, and really the importance of ceremony in the funeral process. But one thing that's been in the news very recently is so we're recording this podcast in February 2023, during a real cost of living crisis. And there's been a real increase in people who want to have a direct cremation in order to lower their funeral expenses. Have you noticed this in your work? And is there an option for people who want to have that kind of a low cost funeral, but still want to be able to create something that's beautiful and meaningful, as you've been describing?
Absolutely. I think in all honesty, in the funeral industry at the moment, that's my biggest concern is not the rise of direct cremations, but the amount of people who are missing out on kind of quite a healing part of the grieving process by not having any sort of ceremony. So I think it's important to know that you can absolutely have a low-cost funeral, a direct cremation, and that doesn't stop you from having a get-together of your own. You might not go to a crematorium or a graveyard. You could go wherever you want. You can go to a park, you can go to a venue, and absolutely you can be outside. It's a lovely setting to remember people in your own way. And there's absolutely no reason that the coffin has to be there in person at the time that you celebrate someone's life. So it's a makes sense for a lot of people, especially at the moment with the cost of living, to be spending a lot less money on funeral plans. I would just suggest to try and make a point of getting people together. And having some sort of act of remembrance and of celebration, because I really do think there is a lot in getting people together and being all in the same place at the same time and remembering someone.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And I think often this request comes from the person who is sort of making arrangements for their own funeral in advance rather than from the people who are left behind. You hear it a lot, don't you, where people say to their family, when I've gone, I don't need to spend any money, just give me something really cheap, really simple. And they're kind of forgetting the importance of the people who are left behind having that process of grieving and saying goodbye and celebrating them. And that's what really it's all about, isn't it? That's what funerals are all about.
That's it. And I think that when a sort of an arguably new idea comes along, people often take a while to kind of make it their own. And I think there seems to be a bit of an all or nothing approach to direct cremations, where if that's how you're going to if you're going to deal with like the remains with the body, that doesn't have to be the entire process. So You just need to think about really the importance of everybody that's left behind. As you said, I think a lot of people, when they plan their own funeral, they're thinking about saving the family money, they're thinking about inheritance or not, and trying to make people's lives easier. But they're not necessarily, in a lovely, humble way, realizing that people are going to need some processing. You have been very important to them. And it's important for them that they get to be proud of you and celebrate you, as well as the kind of more logistical aspect.
So it sounds
And I
like
think.
what you're saying is that there is the option there to sell to separate if you want to the actual committal process, which involves committing the body and perhaps having a coffin, a burial, or a cremation, separating that process from the actual celebration of life ceremony. And by having that separation, you can then celebrate the person's life really any way you want to because you won't have the coffin present. So that could be in a place that was really special to the person who's died. It could be in your local park, could be in your own garden or in a woodland, could be in their favourite pub. It could be absolutely anywhere.
That's it, and I think it's just a case of people getting familiar and getting comfortable with the fact that you can do that, and there really aren't any restrictions on how you want to celebrate somebody in memory or in celebration with a ceremony. I think outdoors and getting people together outdoors is a really memorable way of celebrating the life of somebody. And I think there's something about being amongst people outside that has quite a healing quality to it. I think that grief is a very lonely feeling. I think that's something that there's no getting around. But there's something in seeing other people care about the person that meant so much to you that can just add some solace in the difficult times. And I also think that when you get people together and share memories, even if those memories aren't your own, if you weren't present for them, you're just filling in more of that person's story. And unless you get together with other people and you talk to other people, you're missing out on all of these extra stories and memories about someone you love.
Yeah, very well said. And as you were saying, like there's something about being outside that is very healing. I remember going to a funeral a few years ago, which it was actually held in a crematorium, but it was conducted by a family friend of the person who died. And the crematorium was so full that they had to put extra seating outside. And they had speakers outside so that everyone sitting out there could hear what was being said. And I was one of the people sitting outside, and I was underneath this beautiful tree. There was a gentle breeze. It was a lovely day. And just sitting outside amongst nature and listening to the tributes that were being paid to this person's life was just so incredibly cathartic and healing. And there really is something in that, I think. Have you noticed a sort of trend towards people being more drawn towards being outside or perhaps having natural burials in natural burial grounds?
Yeah, it's definitely on the rise. I think, again, it's something that people are just starting to think about or even be aware of as an idea. And I think as more people have them and more people go to them, that'll only continue really as people realise that that's an option that's available to them. A couple of outdoor funerals that spring to mind for me were for people that spent a lot of time outdoors. One guy in particular would walk a few miles a day, just wherever he ended up. He just took real comfort from being outside. And we had his burial in a woodland. So each grave was marked by a tree, a sapling. And just that idea that he's becoming a part of the nature that he loved, I know brought a lot of comfort to everyone who was there that day. It just adds a certain sensory element I guess, to those proceedings, and it can be really powerful.
Amazing. And I think a lot of people think with celebrant funerals as well that they're a kind of alternative to a religious funeral conducted by perhaps a church minister or similar. But that's not necessarily the case, is it, with independent celebrants? You can be quite flexible in terms of it including religion and spirituality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's it's something that we need to get better at raising awareness about, really. Because as an independent celebrant, we are there to honour the beliefs and the values of the family, and it's less about our own beliefs. So of course I would not say anything that I fundamentally disagree with. But it when it comes to adding some religious or spiritual elements, I am more than happy to include whether it's Christian aspects, or I've done various different blessings that have been given to me by somebody from that religion, just in order to include everyone. So it's important to know that it's your day. It's you can celebrate and give thanks for your person in whatever way that is most meaningful to you. And if that includes prayers, then absolutely include prayers.
Yeah, and I think there'll be so many different kind of spiritual backgrounds, won't there, present at any funeral. So it's important to incorporate the beliefs of the person who's died and respect their wishes, but also to respect the beliefs and the wishes of the clo their close family and the people who are left behind.
Absolutely. I think that that's common misconception that the funeral is for the person we've lost and them alone. Absolutely, that is a part of it, but it's also for everyone that knew them. And your what matters to you and your values and what will offer you solace in that moment is really important, and it really is worth just thinking about what matters to you when it comes to organizing these sort of things. So I've done a ceremony recently where the chap wasn't Christian himself, but he wasn't anti-church in any way. And we knew that his grandma was going to really miss the Christian element of it not being in church. So we wanted to give some comfort to her, including we included the Lord's Prayer and a hymn. And I know that she was touched by that. Like, that really helped her through the day to have that crux there.
Amazing. So, if people listening to this are inspired by the sound of an outdoor funeral or just by the concept of having a life celebration service that's separate to the committal, what would you say is the best way for them to go about planning it?
I mean, you've got various options. I tend to suggest speaking to a funeral director. There are a lot of different funeral directors out there. You can absolutely look them up, see if someone seems to fit the things that matter to you. But just make sure that you ask them questions. They are there to guide you, not to tell you what to do. So you are completely within your right to say, I would like a memorial at a separate date. I would like this to be outside. And you can also do that without a funeral director if you choose to. You can come to a celebrant, you can organize something yourself. But it's just about giving some thought to getting people together, or even just having someone speak a few words in sort of significant moment to just allow people to process and to share in the grief and to share in the celebration of someone is really something that it's worth including in any sort of funeral.
And I guess working with a celebrant can be so helpful in terms of just coming up with ideas and collating all your thoughts and all your feelings and all the stories about the person together into a structured format of a ceremony can be really helpful to people when they've got a lot to do in a very short space of time.
Absolutely. I think even I have people coming to me saying, "Oh, I've been looking for poems, and I'm so fed up of just reading different funeral poems online. There's just so many, and I don't know where to start."
Yeah.
And that's just one element that we can help with. You know, I've got a collection of poems that I like that have fit families that I've worked with before, and I'm always on the lookout for people saying new and interesting things that can offer solace in a moment, little ceremonial moments like a tree planting. There's so much scope there, and coming into that before you've needed to know any of these things is difficult. It's a big, feels like a very big task when you've not had to do it before. So it's sort of relying on our experience and our expertise to just help you bring it all together. It's all still coming from you. It's just we're able to work out the things that would fit what you're describing.
And I suppose what a lot of people might want to do, especially if they want a low-cost funeral, would be to work with the funeral director on the actual committal process. So that could be a direct cremation or just a low-cost funeral service, and then actually work aside from the funeral director, but work with the celebrant directly on planning a memorial service or celebration of life service. And that could be, as we were saying, that could be held absolutely anywhere.
Absolutely. I think it's worth mentioning if you're going through a funeral director, mentioning that you would like to get people together, if only just so that it crystallizes it in your mind, because it's one of those things where if you don't put a date in, the time just flies. I know a lot of people from the days of COVID funerals were planning to have a get together afterwards, but because there's no specific date necessarily set, it hasn't happened yet. So I certainly think it's worth thinking about from the start. More and more funeral directors now are offering direct cremations, so you still get the locality of the funeral director and the local of the area and the low cost of the funeral, but you've just got that little bit more connection. And again, outdoors. They know all about the different options, the natural burial grounds, the direct cremations, the places that you can hold a ceremony, exactly what you can do. And if they don't, then you can ask someone else. There's plenty of people that will help you. You can contact a celebrant to do the ceremony alone. You can contact a funeral director and ask them for recommendations of celebrants. And I think from my side, I will always help with creating an outdoor ceremony, and I obviously know the things that we need to think about, issues with audio, for example, and making sure everyone can hear you. So while I absolutely would say, even if a load of you just get together in the park, there is something to be said for coming to a celebrant who can think about the logistics so that you don't have to, that can organise what are often quite scattered thoughts in that moment, and just really get to know your person and make the whole funeral atmosphere and celebration just meaningful rather than something that you've got to get through. Most recently, I did a funeral ceremony at Scout Hut, which I think was about 30 quid to hire, which was separate to the committal element. It all happened on a similar time scale as you would have a normal funeral, and the only difference was that she'd already been cremated, I think, the day before when we actually had a ceremony. It's really not as complicated as people might think.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people are inspired by that and they want to contact a celebrant directly and ask questions about the process of planning a celebration of life service, you can find Louise on our website on outdoorceremonies.co.uk, on our directory of celebrants, and you can find many other celebrants across the country. So you're sure to find somebody who's local to you. So finally, Louise, something that we ask all our guests on the OC podcast, what is your one best piece of advice for people who are planning an outdoor ceremony?
I think from a sensible standpoint, shoes is always important to think about if you are on grass or if you are in a natural burial ground, depending on the time of year. I have lost my stiletto heel into mud before now.
Oh dear.
So sensible shoes is a good one. Always handy to have a brolly if needed. But from a more meaningful standpoint, I think in a funeral ceremony outdoors in particular, bringing it back to nature and just thinking about where you are and feeling your body outside and the connection to the world is it's just something to kind of have in the back of your mind as you plan everything.
Very well said. Well, thank you ever so much, Louise, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And do come back and talk to us again soon. I'm sure there's plenty more topics that we can explore.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sophie.
Thank you. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what you hear, please do subscribe to the OC podcast. And stay tuned for lots more outdoor ceremony advice and inspiration.